Hello and good afternoon, or based on where you are, whatever time of the day it is. Bless the Lord, we've just finished our session today on the 3BI class, the Bible, the story of the glory, presence of God. And we studied today where God made that magnificent statement. And it was after they had failed him at the border of Kadesh Barnea. And he made the statement when they had said, oh, there's giants in the land. We can't take the land. And 2.5 million people cried all night and they were ready to stone Moses, but the glory appeared. And the Lord said, oh, he was ready to wipe them all out. He said, in effect, stand back, Moses. I'm going to wipe them all out and start over with you. But Moses interceded again. He said, oh, Lord, no. And he pled. God had declared his name, that he was Chesed, that he kept Chesed. And he had already declared that when the glory passed by Moses. And so Moses repeated what he said and said, you said and you keep covenant. And so God said, all right, I pardoned according to thy word, but as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. And so this earth is moving toward perfection. There will be a day when this whole earth is filled with the glory of the Lord. So we've just come out of studying that, so praise the Lord, then to go into prayer and actually work with God in prayer and hear interpretation is just marvelous. We're on a high with the Most High. So bless the Lord. Are you there, Brother Max?
I am here, Sister Billy. I am here. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
So glory to his name. We thank you for sending us your dear wife, Quinn, and we thank you for your faithfulness, and we thank God for everything he's done in your life. And now we just, I'm telling you, we've just been in the glory here. And hallelujah, I'm going to make sure that my phone is not going to ring during this time and get us out of this presence of the Lord. So glory to God, hallelujah. Anything you want to say to the people, Brother Max?
Well, the Lord have a lot of compassion for us. He just loves us so much. And he is very much, I mean, today, my goodness, he's just reaching out to all of us, reaching out to all of us, all of us, all the believers. All the believers. Praise God. It's just so encouraging.
And he encouraged us, Brother Max. Saying that there's a force in this prayer that we pray together.
That's right.
There's a force in it. And when we pray, then we can pray with faith that this prayer that we're praying, he said, there is force impact on this call. So that means an impact will be had because we prayed today. An impact will be had upon today. And things of today, because the Lord, we're working with him in this beautiful gift that he gave us of tongues and interpretation, and it's going to make an impact. And remember that he called all the people on this line, all the saints in prayer. So it's your prayers that you're praying right now. You're participating, not being a spectator, but being a participator. And so all of us, let's lift our voice in prayer and let the Lord use us by giving us this marvelous language and then the wonderful interpretation. Heavenly Father, I want to recall to you that you said this morning that there is a force and an impact in this prayer call. And Father, in the name above every name, we're giving ourselves to it. We're yielding. You told us to rise up today, to go upright and skillful. I know, Father, that we can be skillful in prayer. You can be more skillful or less skillful in prayer. And Father, we ask you to make us skillful in the most marvelous, marvelous way by giving us a language that bypasses our minds, for we don't know the answers. We lift up the leaders. You spoke of leaders today, and you spoke that ideally a leader should be a shepherd of his people, leading them in faithfulness to God's covenant. So we lead up. We lift up the leaders of the United States of America, that they would today somehow see their shepherding office, and that they should lead people in line with the Word of God and in line with the covenant of God. And Father, sometimes they don't know. Sometimes they do know. There are men and women of God that you placed into places of leadership that know, that absolutely know the Word of God, that absolutely love you and know that the Bible is your will and the Bible is your covenant. And so, Father, we're so thankful that for them, but there's others that don't know so much, Lord. But we're asking you to have mercy upon them. And we're asking you to give them, you've done it before, you Cyrus of old, he didn't know you, Lord, but you used him. And Father, in the name, above every name, those that you have placed, we're asking you to think through their minds. We're asking you that they move into the place of shepherding the people that you have put under them. All the way, Father, from the top down to the very lowest office. I wouldn't know what that would be, but you know, Father. And you know just by our asking you that you can cover, you know who to cover. Oh, my goodness, we can imagine the mind of God. So that's who we lift up. We lift up leaders. This is Wednesday. It's going to be church in a lot of places tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift up those who stand in the pulpit. May they minister with the ability God gives and speak as the oracles of God. Oh, Father, please lead us, your people, and help us to follow. We know you're leading. But help us to follow the steps that take us from one degree of glory to the next, from one degree of your pleasant presence to the next. And Father, we're thankful that you've helped us on this phone call. We thank you that you helped us to grow in the Lord and to grow in faith. Oh, dear Lord, I want to praise you and thank you for leading and answering Sister Quinn's prayers and leading dear Brother Max to be your son. And we thank you for the anointing and the faith in his heart to step out. We've all grown, but we've watched him grow as he stepped out there and gave a scripture reference, not knowing what it was. And now, Father, his faith has grown, and he just gives them out. And our faith has grown, and we just thank you for that. We're growing, that we're making some progress, that we're making enough progress in prayer that you tell us this prayer is making an impact. Help us to do that now, Lord. Use our voices to make an impact and to be a force for good and for God in this earth. In Jesus' name, use us now. Kavidokowa ashondale mekwa. Kavidandioro godonia nekwara katanya nekoholoko bratye. Ishato, ishato, ishato. Kambikolo kobra vrakataha nyero nuno kobri kadikolo kaha shetye. Hobili vraha no kalakaya na kwandi nishuta. Ishene menu acho spaktoro godole kabraka la kongra kadi eshende ne kuro godole kabraka la kambrang jana godore shkada vra shetye. Ishene me kohala kora mana karyan toro goho shekte ne kodoro kodanje ne kodoro kodashka. Ishene me chwa paro kodiano kohoro kodavri mato tane kahalai ala kongara kadache ne ne kohoro kodanje. Ishan toro goho le kabrito frakale kangambri dele kobra e jando e jando e jando. Iswa turu mahala kaya no kohoro kopapila tahasha. I soit tout ojan de le kohoro ko bamba, e nini kohoro godo shika de vredu, shika da vraba, ko le kongambri, ke le kokabra. Lo de dojo shmata la ka, no, 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 mbra, kate ka fraka de ko oa, e li boro dojoa, san koro manieto, go le kaba. Lito, lito, lito. Mato hoshete ne ka. Mato fraka lai. Beli kanyo nora pashete. Oh, samprakata kohoshke. Kale bala kola mananye na ko bala taya na kala kakaya. Egela kobre kito kohoshvata doko jandele kohoro kupe papakatia kakakaya na karakandye. Ije de kohoshata no kapre. Sridoshka tapre. Ishato no cobre chi fra, grandolo coscete di cai, melo tufo suaccia no coro cobbigno no coro copà, e le bridus vato dojandolo godosge de bris vatora manangalanghe, ishato to dobra fra coia nandie, cale cambegne ne coro codale cabra. Je ne matwa honde karaganye ne korogo debre ator bala kaya na hai ana koro ko pa ana koro ko pa je ne man mor to shapri ko go toshka kriva chu no korungo ga baba ka dile kon ga bretishka isha to to koro ko pe no koro ko pa le kadiano no koro ka taya na karakaka je de bojwa je de gashuto Bojo bata gum pro angajo do bu barekai ya no korgo dache. Ishando lo kohoro ka pahal kakar. Inyo no kohoro ko doshka. Inyo no kohoro ko doshka da vrakala ki ti ato. Kokole, 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 kokole. Ali da la vrashotele brahashe palaya la nonya. Che vehizia sabra scete la cura. E bijo a toro, manakai. Bijo duju a tu, papalai. Bijo to cupe calito, nonie. Gavida lo coro capita gogne ne qua, tanto goge ne qua. E galagaro bellito oramai. E già no coro maniana no cobre. E già no coro cobali hitiando. E già no ro la manacaia na cahalalia non viene coro godosche da cere cotosca. E se te cohola, pacca lo coho de cambrate.
Ma cone cobre, ascolto bene. Vila toro mananye e calaco be e jando corata agare gambabi agnano cotabri non lo comprare pilando lo co pilando con la cabara codogne ne qua accondere ma capogne ne coro codos che belle togne belle caca e se le gohoro codogne ne coro gantagne ne coro codos che da piccata con le repetie e santo lo compra Me coloco ora con papi, mi coloco praha la capracchia, mi tutto dogo hosha, mi tolo copre cafra, gonga la caia badubri joa, scegliero tosca, crivagno no co. I gli beliando lo gore capiglio no coro con taglia no coro con diene. Jato ko bala kaya na kalakata ni ni koro kondoshka da cha da gotoshka. Ishete di koro kondoshka. I kalakakaya na kahalaila. Shitora taka da go ombi. Ishantoro go ochete ni koro kondoshka tanchoro gotoshka. Gimeli tua? Mingolo go dovrete? Mingolo ko dobra kataje no koro ko doške de koro ko donje. Buwa, matoria. Ole brehe taška donje de gohule kebre ke tatja. I velje njo toro dobre kada ga hala kangara ga daška. Miška toro matako. Kebra kodo kohole kambrak tiata la gataha la katianda. I jutu du joa toto kopai, ke vele dojo non no kopa kalakai, a kale bediano non yana koro manaka. Tira due sfere, te ne bussoa, te la gonga vra catti, io ne cora capai, io ne cora copai, io ne cora contagna, ne cora coca. Oddio, non ho cuscita, brati. Il sciato lo compre. Il sciato cora cabbino. E li parla cai. Mangio no codosca. Beta kala halakara ka angel no no ko jeli ne ko do no ko dobre. I swata ro go shi te go shata. Ko pare kata ga. Mangolo ho chenge. I shanto ro go re ko ton che re ko do shanto no ko do shka. I che le ga brande le ko do shka te ko pro kata go o chenge ne ko do shakya te ko do shakya. I shanto ro go hosha. A shanto le go ho liang dakya. E che le benyata. Che bra kandiano con doro go zangda. E shato kara kadiette. E mene qua fraktia. I mene qua fraktio le go brashka tonge le go diongde le go pebe le tanya le kara kadashka. E santo, e santo, e santo. Cosce meni qua. Che di capraca to frigo tangendo, go to da copraca te capraca do go onge. E già ne metturi o non gregavra co te le cobra. E se ne cotolo gube, se te le cuvre de compraca to co le che belianto, tale capracce ne coro godosga. E già ne coro codiondo, rogodosca le co cabre, che le catasca tangendo. E io lo gohushua. E io di caflong delle matianga. Cacco le belle, vratogne le cotore. Chi giato cale menierno, cale cangiano, e genio no gobri cale cabà, e io to lo gobri cafracte le condosca. E io to lo godoce. E cafraca da gohole. E cale halaila. Mangolo ho tempre, ti fracco le dalle combraca, e niene gua, e lene gua cora, ma non niene go, le belle tusca. Ossa sopra tisha, ossa sopra chi te calai, gangi la halakaya na kahala koka, abashita, abashita, abashita. Ofre che dico hula compre che ti antoro kotoshka. E shato logo hole. Mirio tambra. Mi va tope de qua, mi shatoni de qua. E gele capra cor, yamanakai. Poti avra katashka. Bitonia, bitonia vika. Bitonia vika mia. Bitonia vika bagoria. Bancho topre ki franio. E capilato ti dico pa. E caleco pitania. I kala kopra katita. A jana kara kandiana no nombri kala kakai. E ji di gojwa tanyoro nonye vandoro godoshka da braktiana kotoshka da pra. O lavra hatiti o na kombre. O lavra kodebeli dai jo la manangra godoshe te la kopra katoshka. Mash kodonje mesh kodonje. I pilito hushwa. I kala kambra kata kastit. I shana makaya na kahalaka. I kala konra banania na koho deke pa. I shato lo koho ba. I kala kahanyata. Kivra dushwa? Pere kondyo ha maka? Kivra dushwa? Pihinyana ko? Kale kakanka anka. Anjoro go debra. Kivra gamba hanyeke. O sopri caia la coppi le caia la coppi le caia. Mesce da cata, mesce da cata. E se lo gosso è da gomfrado le gomfini o le nombri che da gomfà. E se ne batuasco tanci di godosca da prica da godosca da ambri che da ganasca. Masca ne brecati a te.
Oh, precious Lord. Precious, 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 precious. I'm just so thankful, Father. I am just so thankful. Praise your name, praise your name, praise your name. Thank you, Holy One. Thank you, Holy One of Israel. Thank you, God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, hallelujah. It is written in James, the earnest, heartfelt, continual prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. And the Lord has said there is force and impact on this call. And it reminds me of James. And he gave us James today. But it reminds me of that statement in James, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. That's impact. That's having an impact. How wonderful it is to be part of a prayer group that has an impact. You know, people have prayer partners. You know, there'll be two ladies that pray together, and they prayed together for years, or like Sister Wilkerson with a group of people that were her prayer partners. They prayed every week together. Well, here we are. We're hundreds, and we're praying together. We're prayer partners. It's an honor to be a prayer partner with each one of you. If you've got a mirror handy, just look in there and say, in that mirror and say, Billy Brim is honored to be a prayer partner with me. I'm honored to be a prayer partner with you, Brother Max.
I'm honored too. I'm honored too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, reality is in the authority of God, the authority mm-hmm. in His name, the authority mm-hmm. in His name. Praise mm-hmm. the Lord. Okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. And I really appreciate, like, you giving me the time to, after you're done praying, it's just like, you know, when the airplane landing, you know, touching the ground.
mm-hmm. I know that.
Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
I know you have to have some time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whatever Praise you need.
Okay. Well, the first statement here is underlined. And it reads like this. I am loving, merciful, long suffering, kind, faithful, all powerful, and eternal. Okay, I'll read it again. I am loving, merciful, long-suffering, kind, faithful, all-powerful, and eternal. That's the first statement, and it's underlined, if I didn't say that, all underlined. I am loving, merciful, long-suffering, kind, faithful, all-powerful, and eternal. All right. Then the Lord give us 1 John 1:5. 1 John 1:5. Exodus, the book of Exodus 34, 3, 4, verses 5 and 6. Exodus 34, 5 and 6. Next statement here. The greatness of God the greatness of God, the practice of the presence of God, the greatness of God, the practice of the presence of God, the world appears very little. The world appears very little to a soul that contemplates the greatness of God. Keep my commandments. Okay, I'll read it again. Try to do better here. The greatness of God, the practice of the presence of God, the world appears very little to a soul that contemplates the greatness of God. Keep my commandments. That is the statement. I believe we got it, Miss Willie. Or you want
sure.
me to read it again?
I think I got it. Let me read it to
okay.
you.
Okay.
The greatness of God, the practice of the presence of God, the world appears very little to a soul that contemplates the greatness of God. Keep my commandments.
That's it. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 43:43, verses 10 and 11. Isaiah 43:10 and 11. Titus 3, verses 4 through 6. Titus 3, verses 4 through 6. Oh, one more. Deuteronomy 7:9. Deuteronomy 7:9. All right. Next statement is underlined, all of it going to be underlined. And it reads like this. I am your Redeemer.
I made all things. Today stand once again in prayer with my prophet and friend. Your refuge in me. Yeah, okay, that's it. I'll read it again. I am your Redeemer. I made you. I made all things today. I made all things. Today stand once again. Today stand once again in prayer. In prayer with my prophet and friend. Your refuge in me. And that is the statement, and it's all underlined.
From I am your Redeemer?
Correct. I am your Redeemer all the way to your refuge in me, all underlined. All right, scriptures. Deuteronomy 4, 31, 31. Deuteronomy 4, verse 31. Malachi 3, 6. Malachi 3, 6. Nahum 1:7. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right. Nahum 1:7. One more. Zephaniah 3:17. Zephaniah 3:17. All right. Next statement here. Read like this. My way is perfect. My way is perfect. I am your dwelling. Okay. My way is perfect. I am your dwelling place. I am your dwelling place. The Most High. I am your dwelling place, the Most High, over you, church. Over you, church, and all the earth. And all the earth. Okay, the end of it here is underlined. Let me just read the beginning, and I'll read the underlined part in the end of it. My way is perfect. I am your dwelling place, the Most High, over you, church, and all the earth. The underlined part, I am, I almost want to put a period here, I am, then Benjamin, in Arabic, right to left, I am, Benjamin, do the change. So the underlying part, I am, Benjamin, do the change. I am, Benjamin, do the change is underlined. My way is perfect. I am your dwelling place, the Most High, over you, church, and all the earth. Underlying part, I am, Benjamin, do the change. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Next scripture here is Psalm 86:15. Colossians with a C, 1:16. Colossians 1:16. James 1:17. I'm not sure if that's the one you mentioned. James 1:17. Okay. Next statement. Read like this. The glory I have for you on this earth by the words, with an S, by the words of my power and love. Okay, I'll read it again. The glory I have for you on this earth by the words of my power and love. That is the statement. Okay. I'm sensing I need to read it again. Somebody probably not catching up here. The glory I have for you on this earth by the words of my power and love. Next scripture here is John 4:24. John 4:24. Matthew 19:26. Matthew 19:26. Okay. Matthew 19:26. Next statement is underlined. Okay. It's a long one. Next statement, this one is going to be underlined, all of it. Okay, and it reads like this. For more than 2,000 years, for more than 2,000 years, your time.
Yeah.
For more than 2,000 years, your time, every major event had to be considered. For more than 2,000 years, your time, every major event had to be considered through my, what is this word? Prism?
Scott.
Okay. P-R-I, S as in Sam, M as in Mary.
Prism.
Prism. Okay.
Prism. You know, it's like a light prism, that the light comes through it, and then it breaks up into other colors. A prism.
Oh, okay.
Through the prism, through God's prism.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Praise the Lord. I never heard of this before. But
that's what Quinn says. He said he uses the Lord uses words that Max never uses.
That's true.
So it's bound to be the Lord for sure.
Okay, mm-hmm. So prism. Okay.
Prism. It's a prism. You know, you've seen those little prisms, like a many faceted, like a crystal, like almost. And light shines in it, and then it breaks up into colors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, that's it.
Okay. Okay.
That's a wonderful, wonderful prism. Analogy. Mm-hmm.
Through my prism of me, Jesus, and my... I need to flip the page in. And my followers.
Spell that.
F-O-L-L-O-W-E-R-S.
Followers. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My followers. Can you see these key events? Can you see these key events? Do you have... Oh, yeah, it is have. I thought it's here because of the way I getting written here. Do you have any connections to my legacy in you? Do you have any connections to my legacy in you? Okay, I need to go all over it again from the beginning here. I know.
Mm-hmm,
got a little...
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to read the statement again. And as mm-hmm. I said, double check, all underlined.
Take your time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. for more than 2,000 years, your time, every major event had to be considered through my prism, of me, Jesus, and my followers. Can you see these key events? Do you have any connections to my legacy in you? That's the statement.
It's an amazing statement, and it begs meditation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hardly can read it like a study like you, but it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. All right. I'm sure Kuhn will be calling me on this to read it again. John 14. Yeah, John 14, verses 6 and 7. First Peter 1:20. Next statement. Okay, this one is also a little long, but the beginning of it is underlined. So I'm going to read the underlined part of this statement. Do you understand what my life means to you? This is the underlined part. Do you understand what my life means to you? Now the rest of it is not underlined. I am a statement, I am a statement to identify, describes how I interact, interacts with you, all you, church. It's not like all of you, all you, church. To interact with you. And
just a minute here now. Is that repeated interacts?
Yeah.
Used twice? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start over again and then I can get it here.
Okay. I'll start over again. Mm-hmm. As you said to me, I'll start over as many as you want.
Okay.
Underline part. Do you understand what my life means to you? This is the underlined part. Non-underlined part. I am a statement to identify, describe how I interact with you all. You, church. To interact with you and communicate my purpose for you in this world. Okay, I think I got it. I'm going to read it again.
Okay.
Underline part. Do you understand what my life means to you. Non-underlined part. I am a statement to identify, describe how I interact with you all. You, church. To interact with you and communicate my purpose for you in this world.
Hallelujah.
That's a statement. Sometimes I feel like it's going back and forth, but there's, I believe, of course, there's a point from the Lord here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, this one is underlined. I believe this is the answer for the statement before, maybe. So this statement I'm going to read is underlined, also all of it. This one is all underlined. Identifying statements as I am, identifying statements as I am Jesus, placing the authority of my Father and myself. Okay, I'll read it again. All underlined. Identifying statements as I am Jesus. Placing the authority of my Father in myself. That's a statement.
Okay, I have a question. My Father and myself or in myself?
In myself.
Okay.
Yeah, in myself. Okay. Then the Lord give us, wow, lots of Johns here. 4 Johns, let's see, praise the Lord. John 8:12. John 8:12. John 10:7. John 10:7. John 10:11. John 10:11. And John 11:25. John 11:25. Last statement, it's really short. Oh, it's underlined. I read like this. Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Who do you say that
that's
I
what,
am?
That's what he asked the disciples and his apostles, yeah.
Yeah. Who do you say that I am? Trust in me. And trust in me is underlined.
Praise his name. Glory to his name. Thank you, Father.
Glory. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
The first statement is underlined. I am loving, merciful, long-suffering, kind, faithful, all-powerful, and eternal. 1 John 1:5. This is the message we have heard from him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And then Exodus 34:5-6.
Yes.
We had this scripture today in our class. And and the Lord, and Moses had asked the Lord, show me your glory. And the Lord said to Moses, I shall hide you here in a rock and put my hand over you while my goodness passes by. And he said, I will proclaim my name. And so he proclaimed his name. And this is exactly the scripture we had today. And the Lord Jehovah descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed, and Jehovah passed by him and proclaimed. The King James Bible says, the Lord God. But here's what he said, actually. Jehovah, Jehovah, or Yehovah, Yehovah, El. Merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and faithfulness, or goodness and truth. Some translations say faithfulness. Exactly the scripture we had today. He's declaring who he is.
Hallelujah.
Now, 1 John 1:5, he's light. No darkness in him. And then these other proclamations of his name, that's who he is. This is wonderful. We just went into this in detail today. The greatness of God, the practice of the presence of God. The world appears very little to a soul that contemplates the greatness of God. Keep my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Isaiah 43:9-10. All the nations gather together and the peoples assemble. Who among them can declare this and show us the former things? Let them bring their witnesses to prove them right. And let them hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, that was the Lord talking to Israel, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. So here the nations, actually that said all the nations have gathered. I like the King James because God, and also the Amplified, God is challenging the nations here. He says, let them come up here and see if they can tell us what's going to happen. Well, they can't. So get this idea. Let's read it again. Let all the nations be gathered together and let all the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, this is truth. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Actually, if you read the whole chapter, you'll see that God's saying, I'm God. He's telling them, I'm God. I'm the one that can tell you the end from the beginning. The nations can't.
Mm-hmm.
The whole chapter, that's the gist of the whole chapter. Titus 3:4-6. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us. Not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy. By the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Deuteronomy 7:9. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is God. And that's Jehovah, your Elohim, is Elohim. The faithful God, and here the word is El, who keeps covenant and Hesed, that's his obligation to keep the covenant, with those who love him. And keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Oh, he's declaring who he is. He's a faithful God. He keeps covenant. He keeps his, he's chesed. He's a covenant keeper. He's proclaiming himself to us this morning, afternoon. He's proclaiming who he is. And if we know who he is, and we know that he's always with us, then that's everything. The next statement, underlined, all the next statement. I am your Redeemer. I made you. I made all things. Today stand once again in prayer with my prophet and friend, your refuge in me. Deuteronomy 4:31. For Jehovah your God is a merciful God. He will not leave you or destroy you or forget the covenant with your fathers that he swore to them. Hallelujah. Malachi 3:6. For I am Jehovah, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. He's talking a lot about the Jews here, too, and his covenant with them. I am Jehovah, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob, the 12 tribes of Israel, are not consumed. Nahum 1:7. Oh, the Lord is good. Jehovah is good. A stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him. Zephaniah 3:17. The Lord God is in your midst. A mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will be quiet in his love. He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy. That is the New American. Actually, the King James and the ESV, they all say, and so does the Amplified, they all say, he will rejoice over you with loud singing. And that's really what the word is. Loud singing. My way is perfect. I am your dwelling place. The Most High over you, church, and all the earth. I am. And I am is underlined. Binyamin in Arabic is underlined. Do the change. All underlined. Psalm 86:15. But you, O Lord, are merciful and full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in chesed ve'emet. Oh, we studied about what that means today. King James says mercy and truth. ESV says steadfast love and faithfulness. NASB says loving kindness and truth. They don't hardly know how to. They don't know how to translate chesed, God's obligation to keep the covenant, and truth, the truth of the covenant, the truth of the word, and the faithfulness of God to keep it. We studied all these things in class today. Colossians 1:16. And then we get to pray about them with him. Colossians 1:16. Or by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. And of course, those last two words can be translated rulers or authorities. All things were made by him, created by, through him, and for him. James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness or variation, neither shadow of turning. The glory I have for you on this earth, by the words of my power and love. John 4:24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Matthew 19:26. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
Praise the Lord.
For more than 2,000 years, your time, every major event had to be considered through my prism of me, Jesus, and my followers. Can you see these key events? Do you have any connections to my legacy in you? You see, if you look through his prism, the different colors are different. It divides as it should be divided. You look at it the way he looks at it, if you look through his prism. Now, he's talking about key events. Every major event had to be considered through my prism of me, Jesus, and my followers. And that could mean we look through the prism of the Word, Jesus, his followers, Peter, James, John, the one that wrote the Word. Can you see these key events? Do you have any connections to my legacy in you? John 14:6-7. Jesus said to him, I am the way, truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. First Peter 1:20. He was foreknown or foreordained before the foundation of the world. And for you who are in the class, that's katapoli, or overthrow. Actually has to do with the fall of Satan. He was foreknown before the catastrophe, casting away, casting down of Satan, and God then recreated the earth. He was foreknown before the katapoli, the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for your sakes, for you. He was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Now that's an amazing thing after just what he said. So the past 2,000 years, as we watch major events, all of them are to be considered in the light of the fact that he was foreordained before the foundation of the world, actually, to be the Lamb of God. Do you understand, this is underlined, do you understand what my life means to you? I am a statement to identify, describe how I interact with you all. You, church, to interact with you and communicate my purpose for you in this world. God has a purpose for the church in this world. He has a purpose for the for each one of us, and he wants to interact with us and communicate with us. Moses interacted with him. Moses would insist on God forgiving people. He interacted with God. We just studied that today. Identifying statements as "I am Jesus," placing the authority of my Father in myself. Now, I can see so much in this, folks. I am is the same as his name, Jehovah. So, identifying statements as tying Jehovah's name with Yeshua, Jehovah Yeshua, placing the authority of my Father in myself. He actually, the Father, bestowed upon him the name above every name. He bestowed upon Jesus his authority. John 8:12. I see so much in this. Oh, I see so much. Then Jesus spoke to them, saying, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 10:7. So Jesus said again to them, "Truly I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep." John 10:11. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." John 11:25. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live."
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That was Martha, the sister of Lazarus. And then he said, "Who do you say that I am?"
Wow.
And signs it, "Trust in me." Now, he's been revealing to us all through this, who he is. Now he's asking us, do you agree? Do you agree that I am the light? Do you agree that I am kindness? Do you agree that I am all-powerful, so and so and so, all the way down? Do you agree that I am your dwelling place? Do you agree that the power of Jehovah is on Jesus? Who do you say that I am? If we say that he is who he revealed himself, every gift that comes from above, he's like. If we agree to all that we just now said, then who do you say that I am? I agree. And then he says, "Trust in me," underlined. So that's what he was praying. He was praying it through us, but also we can to us. And he was praying it to Benjamin Netanyahu. We were praying for him.
Yeah.
Do the change.
I believe that he needs to do something, maybe in regard of Gaza. You know what, Miss Billy, this is what really the Spirit of the Lord told me here in the end when he said, "To interact with you and communicate my purpose for you in this world." This really took me back to what he told us last week. Praying in tongues exists. It's just like, praise the Lord. He's telling us basically that we are communicating. He's communicating with us, again, through praying in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so mindful.
Absolutely. And interacting.
Yeah.
I mean, we have our part. with interaction, there's a two parts. His part and our part. Now, Brenda brought to my attention this morning that I did not read all the scriptures. I read only Romans 8:28. But she said, you should have gone through 32. And it really makes sense because we're studying here on the glory of God. So I want to make sure that everybody knows that after he said, those who trust me for the right things in the right way can have confidence that I will supply every need, knowing that I will work all things together for good. And then the next statement was, this also leads to living appropriate behavior in unity and prayer to all sorts of people. There is force impact on this call. Now, one of the scriptures that he gave us was Romans 8:28. I read only, he gave it Romans 8:28-32. I read only 8:28. She said, Mother, if you kept going, he got to the glory.
Oh, yeah. Clint told me the same thing. The Spirit didn't finish it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bother her now.
I want to correct it right now. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to his purpose, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son in order that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? So I wanted to correct that. And both times, of course, need much meditation.
Oh, yes.
Bless the Lord, oh, my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. We're having a wonderful, wonderful time here as we're studying on the glory of God. It's marvelous. Just marvelous. Bless the Lord. So I'm going to say shalom, shalom. And go and get ready. Bless the Lord for tomorrow.
Sure. Yes.
Shalom, shalom. Have a good one tonight, Brother Max.
Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Bye-bye.